Okay, today we have continuing the second parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. We are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, we spoke about the three things that you're allowed to do with Truma and with Ma'aser Sheni, that you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to drink it, and Sach, that you can take Shemen and anoint your skin with it. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, is that really true, that you're allowed to rub Ma'aser Sheni oil on your skin? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Sach and Shemen Shal Ma'aser Sheni Birushalayim, that one of the ways of ingesting, so to speak, Ma'aser Sheni is not, says Rabbi Shimon, rubbing oil of Ma'aser Sheni on your skin, even though generally speaking we assume Sicha Kishtia, that normally rubbing oil on your skin is the equivalent of drinking, and you're allowed to drink Ma'aser Sheni drinks in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be Sach Shemen, according to Rabbi Shimon. But V'chacham Matir and V'chacham disagree, and they say that you are allowed to rub oil of Ma'aser Sheni on your skin, because Sicha is Kishtia, it has the same halachic status as drinking. It happens to be a major sugya, the din of sicha kishtia, meaning what about like you have soaps that are made out of ma'achal sasuros, that are made out of non-kosher foods. So there's a long bir halacha about this topic, whether you're allowed to use such soaps, because after all, sicha kishtia. So anyway, but this is the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. So Amr lo Rabbi Shimon, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be that it's mutter, because in Hekel b'truma chamura, if we allow using oil of truma to rub on your skin, and you're certainly not allowed to be ma'abe truma, you're not allowed to destroy truma. Truma has tremendous kedusha. It can only be eaten bitahara and by kohanim only. So lo nekel b'maaser sheni akal, we're not going to be lenient when it comes to maaser sheni, which is not nearly as severe as truma. So Rabbi Shimon says right back, omer lehem malo. How can you compare the two? How can you make such a kal v'chomer and assume that every chumra that maaser sheni has, truma has to be just as chomer? Not true. We know that there are certain chumras that Ma'aser Sheni has that Truma simply doesn't have. There are certain chumras that we don't apply to Truma that we do apply to Ma'aser Sheni. Im hekel b'truma chamura, makom shehekel b'karshinan, b'karshinim u'betiltan, that we're makel when it comes to Truma, even though Truma usually is more chumra than Ma'aser Sheni in the sense that it has kedusha and it's only eaten by kohanim and it's only eaten b'tahara and all of that, but we do find that we're more makel when it comes to certain vegetables of Truma, to vetch and fenugreek, which are certain types of vegetables that are normally only eaten by animals, and with Hilchus Truma, we're more makel on those things. We're going to have to see in the next Mishnah what that means. Where are we more makel in Hilchus Truma with vetch and fenugreek? So nekel b'maaser sheni akal, does that necessarily mean you're going to be more makel with maaser sheni, which is more kal, makom shelo hekel b'kshinu b'zilton, which don't have those kulas of vetch and fenugreek? So you're right, Truma in general is more chamer than Ma'aser Sheni. But that does not necessarily mean, says Rabbi Shimon, that every halacha of Truma is more chamer than Ma'aser Sheni. And therefore it's possible that it's mutter to do Sicha with Truma, but it's not mutter to do Sicha with Ma'aser Sheni. So now Mishnah Gimel elaborates on what chumra we're talking about over here that Ma'aser Sheni has with vetch and with fenugreek. So says the Mishnah, Tilton shall Ma'aser Sheni te'ochel tzimchonim. Ma'aser Sheni fenugreek could be eaten when it's a very young and moist stalk. Once it ripens, it becomes very hard and it becomes something that you're not able to eat. So since you're not allowed to cause Ma'aser Sheni to be wasted and you have to eat it, so a person has to eat fenugreek stalks while they are still edible. But fenugreek that's truma, you don't have to eat while it's still edible. You're allowed to let it dry out, and when it's going to be so hard that only animals will be able to eat it. Now Ma'aser Sheni, you're not able to feed to animals, and that's why you got to eat the fenugreek when it's young and when it's moist and when you can still eat it. Truma can be fed to animals, so truma generally really can't be fed to animals either, but with fenugreek we allow truma to be fed to animals. So we do find that we're more makel with Ma'aser Sheni, in that we're more makel rather with truma fenugreek, in that we let you allow it to get old and hard, whereas Ma'aser Sheni fenugreek we do not allow that to happen. Another thing about fenugreek that's truma can never be touched by somebody who is tamei. So the chachamim say that even if you're tahar, you have to do nitilis yadayim before you touch Truma. So if someone touches Truma without doing Netilas Yadayim, on a Drabbanan level, we consider that Truma to be Tamei. What about doing Netilas Yadayim before touching fenugreek? That's Truma. So Vishal Truma, Beishamei Omrim, Kolma Aseh B'Tahara. You have to do everything B'Tahara. You have to do Netilas Yadayim before you touch Truma, fenugreek. Even though fenugreek is generally more kal than regular Truma, but this is a Din Midrabbanan that you have to do Netilas Yadayim before you touch it, so that everyone will realize that it's Truma, and you'll make sure that only a Kohen eats it. Chutz Michafifasa, unless you want to use it as a shampoo. Apparently fenugreek was something that they would typically use as a shampoo to clean their hair, so you're allowed to touch it without washing your hands, because if you're using it as a shampoo, it's obviously not edible, and therefore there's no concern that anyone who's not a Kohen is going to eat it, because nobody who is a Kohen is going to eat it either. And what about Beisilil? Beisilil Omrim, that Tokol Ma'aseh B'Tumah. Beisilil says, by Truma fenugreek, you could handle it with Tumah, meaning you don't have to wash your hands before you touch it. Chutz Mishriyasa, the only thing you have to be careful about is if you're soaking the fenugreek, then you have to wash your hands first, because when you soak it with unwashed hands, it's everything happening at once. The fenugreek is becoming Tameh, because you're wetting it, and meaning it's becoming Huchsha L'Kabal Tumah, because you're wetting it, you're soaking it in water, and water is Machsha L'Kabal Tumah, and at the same time, you're touching it with your Tameh hands. So that, to be Machsha L'Kabal Tumah and be Metameh it simultaneously, that they don't allow. That the Chacham Asrd as a reminder that it is in fact Truma. We still haven't discussed Vetch. That's going to be the next Mishnah, of where we see that we're more Makil with Truma than we are with Maaser Sheni when it comes to Karshine Maaser Sheni, but at least we discussed Tiltan, we discussed the fenugreek. So let's quickly review. In Mishnah Beis, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim whether you're allowed to be Sach with Shemen Shel Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon that if you're going to be Makil to allow that for Truma, then of course we should be Makil when it comes to Maaser Sheni. And Rabbi Shimon said back, no, we're Makil with Truma on a number of issues where we're not Makil with Maaser Sheni. And then we learned in Mishnah Gimel where it is that by Tiltan we're actually more Makil when it comes to Maaser Sheni, in that you can eat it, we're more Machmer when it comes to Maaser Sheni, in that you have to eat it before it gets hardened, before it becomes an older plant. As opposed to Truma, fenugreek, you don't have to wait till it becomes hardened and becomes a more mature plant. And then we discussed just how you're allowed to handle it bituma. Are you allowed to handle Truma fenugreek bituma? So we had this Machlokas Beisham Beisil. Beisham says everything has to be done bitari. You have to even do Netilas Yadayim. And Beisil said, no, everything can be done bituma, except for you need to do Netilas Yadayim if you are going to soak it in water as well.